Once upon a time, there was a thought. He was a beautiful thought, more wonderful than anything you could possibly imagine for yourself. He lived in a great house where there was happiness all the time. The thought's name was Theo. Some people said that Theo was short for theory, but Theo was his real name. One of the things that Theo liked doing was dressing up. Now, what do you think Theo liked dressing up in? Well, I'll tell you. It was words. Theo was a thought, remember? And thoughts dress up in words. So his wardrobe was a bookshelf. Although Theo was a very happy thought, there was one thing that bothered him. Some friends that he specially liked had filled their minds with lesser thoughts, with sad thoughts and bad thoughts and mad thoughts. It didn't make them happy, and Theo decided that he must go and put things right. He would go and show his happiness to these people and help them have his kind of thought, which was more wonderful than anything you could possibly imagine for yourself. But before he could go, he had to find something to wear. So he went to his bookshelf, which was his wardrobe, to look for something suitable. First he came on some very ancient writings and tried them on. They were fine old stories of long ago, but he felt he needed something newer. Then he found some books about how to behave. They fitted him very well, but perhaps they were a bit too stiff. He searched some more and found writings full of wisdom. He tried them on too. They still had a lot of wear in them, but some of the pictures were faded. The next books were written by explorers, people who fixed their gaze far ahead on the unknown. They had been wonderful books, and still were, but Theo felt that they didn't quite say all he wanted to share with his friends. So he set to and planned a new outfit, and when he'd finished, he knew that he'd got it just right. Sometimes, when we find clothes that are just right for us, we say, "This is the suit," or "the dress," or "the shoes," or "the combat jacket," or whatever. Theo said, "This is the word. I can really be myself in this." It was good news, quite a revelation, something to shout about. Now, at last, wearing this, he could go to those friends and show them. He planned to go and stay with them, and then they'd see for themselves how much more wonderful his kind of thought was than anything they could possibly imagine for themselves. But when he got there, he found that they were so taken up with those lesser thoughts, they were so filled with those sad thoughts and bad thoughts and mad thoughts that they couldn't open the door and let him in. Their minds were full. There was no room for him. So he couldn't show them, and they could not see for themselves. He wondered what to do. But then, after much searching, he found some people who learned how to open the door and let him in. They weren't stuffed quite so full of lesser thoughts as all the others. They were simple, straightforward people. Some were children. What did they do that opened the door to Theo? They read his new set of clothes, the ones that he'd made for himself instead of the ones on the bookshelf, remember? They read and listened to the words that he'd dressed up in. That's how they opened the door, and when Theo came in dressed in those words, they could see for themselves what was wrong with their lesser thoughts, how sad they were, and how bad they were, and how mad they were, and they could throw them out. Theo helped them with that, so he was able to set them free to share his thought, which was much more wonderful than anything they'd ever imagined for themselves. And then they could have what Theo had at home, steady, peaceful happiness that goes on forever, whatever troubles they might meet. But for Theo to be able to help, they had to listen to his clothes.